The pitch meetings happen every Wednesday afternoon in what used to be a three-story church in uptown Dallas. For 12 weeks at a time, a dozen startups essentially live here, practicing how to ask for money. This is Hubert Zajcek's first crop of Health Wildcatters. It's an offshoot of the three-year-old Tech Wildcatters group. Each startup CEO has 5 minutes to tell the group of 50 or so people why they should invest. First up, Michael Walsh, founder of a company called Careloop.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come to finally bring the geriatric care industry forward to make it easier for you to get the answers you need.
Careloop helps seniors and caregivers get information about geriatric care. Next up.
Good afternoon. My name is Missy Malone. I'm a certified medical nail technician, founder and CEO of Spontaneity Natural Nail Salon.
Spontaneity, based in Fort Worth, is no normal mani-pedi shop. It caters to the growing population of people at high risk of infection, with immune systems weakened by diabetes or cancer.
The U.S. nail industry is a $10 billion market. 30% of those visiting the nail salons are chronically ill. This lets us know this is a huge market, but very much underserved.
Each of the 12 Health Wildcatters gets $35,000 in seed money, space to work, and access to 70 mentors who help refine their business plans. The mentors, physicians, business people, venture capitalists, they're there for encouragement. But after the applause ends, the critique begins, Shark Tank style.
There was one slide when you did your ask.
I didn't think that you guys jumped out.
You went through that one really fast.
Okay, well, how are you going to do this?
How are you going to prove that works?
We get so much criticism. It's tough to sort it out now.
Michael Walsh started Careloop in Minneapolis in 2009. He moved to Dallas to take advantage of the enormous senior care market.
And to come into this accelerator program where you've got like 50, 60, 70 people that all want to take your business plan, literally mangle it, spit it out the other end 10 times stronger in 3 months. It is 12 months of work in 12 weeks. It is intense, but powerful, really powerful stuff.
For Missy Malone, who just opened her first Spontaneity salon, this is the chance of a lifetime. Still, she admits it can be hard to pitch pumice stones and nail polish to mostly male audiences.
Particularly when, you know, the majority of them don't really do manicures and pedicures. So I feel like I have to work a little harder to provide clarity and get my point across.
About half of the startup teams selected for Health Wildcatters aren't from North Texas. Zajcek says one's from Israel, another from California.
That means when they come here and they build their startups here, they need to know that this is fertile grounds for them. So they can grow with the region, have their first customers here, have their investors here, and grow the business here and become larger.
The final exam is this Wednesday. That's when all 12 companies will pitch to real investors for real money at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.